This is the Texas Standard. I'm Emily Donahue, in for David Brown. A downtown Austin street's been going through a bit of an identity crisis in the past week. A couple of vandals, so-called, changed the name of Bowie Street to David Bowie Street to honor the icon's recent passing. City officials reacted with good humor, but the grace period that they've instituted runs out today. The city wants to get things back to normal. But as Dennis Foley reports for the Texas Standard, not everyone wants to see the sign changed back.
So the transportation department was notified that someone got a little creative with the street sign at 5th and Bowie Streets in downtown.
The Austin Transportation Department went as far as declaring their official opinion in the form of a prepared statement. Cheyenne Krause, public information specialist with the department, details some of that stance.
So we've decided to leave the sign up until Tuesday, January 19th, so our community and neighbors can enjoy the makeshift memorial. At that time, we will take it down. We have to replace it with the real street name sign.
That would be Bowie.
Jim Bowie, Jim Bowie. He was a bold adventuring man.
Bowie, the man the street was originally named after by the city, sometime around the year 1900 or so, is both beloved and controversial. James Jim Bowie was a legendary 19th century Texas pioneer and Alamo defender who also happens to take credit for creating the renowned Bowie knife.
David Bowie, he was inspired to change his name to match the Bowie knives. And Bowie knives are named after Jim Bowie, which is what our street sign is. So they are kind of honoring both in a weird way.
That's Cheyenne Krause at the ATD again. And indeed, Bowie did have an affinity for American pop culture.
And I've always just seemed to collect personalities, ideas. I've always found that I collect. I'm a collector.
So there's that. But there's also, of course, this. Bowie left an indelible mark on the legacy of local late guitar hero Stevie Ray Vaughan. The notoriety Vaughan received from playing on the 1983 hit single Let's Dance was a highlight in his career.
It's been fun this week to go out and just watch the people, you know, with big grins on their faces, you know, taking selfies and taking pictures of the sign. And there's been camera crews like every day.
Roland Swenson, co-founder and managing director of South by Southwest, and Jason Carter, friend of Swenson's and owner of the sign shop Wicked Signs, eventually fessed up to the stunt.
Well, I think for a younger generation, this is like their John Lennon death, you know, experience. You know, he was very important to a lot of kids who, you know, were alienated, sexually ambivalent, didn't fit in, you know.
There's already a petition in the works created by local activist and Cabelli High School student Christian Swenson to make the change a permanent one.
And I realized that I might as well be the one to start the petition.
The petition has already gathered over 3,500 signatures. But Swenson explains it's not as simple as merely presenting a petition to Austin City Council and expecting any real change to occur.
It's a pretty complicated process to change the name of a street. You need to fill out some forms. I think that like over half the residents of the street have to vote yes on it and the city council gets a final say.
Swenson adds, although she does understand the naysayers' concerns who bark that any change is an affront to Austin history, she reminds us of Bowie's importance and symbolism to the character of Austin.
I mean, yeah, Jim Bowie was a really important part of Texas history, but somebody commented on my petition that, like, the name Bowie should remind us of heroes, not giant knives, which I think is pretty accurate.
In Austin, I'm Dennis Foley for the Texas Standard.